Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Police detective knows he must step in for 7-year-old who endured the unthinkable. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Detective Mike Blair met 7-year-old Ronnie O'Neill IV following a traumatic event no child should ever endure. But God had a powerful reason for bringing them together. Warning, the content and video contained in this article may be considered too disturbing for some audiences. It's a call Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office Detective Mike Blair will never forget. Frantic mother, Kenyatta Barron, called 911 for help. And soon after, her life ended in a horrific fashion. Kenyatta's boyfriend, Ronnie O'Neill III, was later convicted for murdering her and her daughter soon after the call. He also stabbed their son, Ronnie O'Neill IV, and tried setting him on fire. By the time I arrived that night, we were told there was a child being medevaced to Tampa General, but he was not expected to live, Mike recalled. Thankfully, Ronnie O'Neill IV did survive. And while Detective Mike Blair didn't have much involvement in the criminal case against his father, it turns out God brought him on the call that night for a much bigger reason. Ronnie O'Neill IV had a lot to overcome following that horrible night, and Mike began visiting him at the hospital as he recovered. He'd bring along souvenirs from the local football team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And through such simple gestures, a simple bond began to form between the two. One night, Ronnie asked Mike if he would stay and watch a movie with him. He kind of held onto my hand as I left, and he said, "Could you watch a movie with me?" Mike Blair explained. The police detective could have declined. He already had date night plans with his wife. But instead, he called his wife, and she agreed to do a movie night with little Ronnie. And that's when God's will started becoming clear to Mike and his wife, Danielle Blair. "I had already known that I would want to take Ronnie home with us, starting that night," Danielle recalled. Danielle began praying for God to make a way to bring Ronnie O'Neill IV into their family. She and Mike already had 5 children of their own, and they too wanted to take in Ronnie. "My kids had come to me at one point in this period of time and said to me, 'Dad, you just need to go with Mom on this. We need to start fostering,'" Mike recalled. Mike mentioned to Ronnie's court-appointed guardian to call him if Ronnie ever needed anything. And since Ronnie was already staying with other family members, that could have been the end of it. But God had other plans for this precious boy. One day, Detective Mike Blair received a phone call from the court-appointed guardian. And it was divine timing for sure. "When I got the phone call, I was driving, and I was driving by our church and the guardian was asking, 'Do you know of somebody who can help us out?'" Mike explained. By this point, Mike and his entire family knew Ronnie O'Neill IV belonged with them. They opened their home and their hearts to the little boy who'd been through so much. And they all supported him, teaching him a special family mantra he could repeat whenever he feels stressed. It goes, "I am safe, I am loved, and I am part of this family," Ronnie said. Ronnie O'Neill IV spent time in the hospital for physical healing, but God sent him to this new home for a much deeper type of healing. But just because he has a new family who loves him deeply, he won't ever forget the loving mother and sister he so tragically lost. Ronnie won't let the murders and trauma define his mother's and sister's lives. Kenyatta Barron was working and finishing her education at the time she was killed. But Ronnie remembers how she always took time out for her son. "She was just a good mom," he said. "We did like a lot of things together." His sister, Ronnevia, was severely handicapped and confined to a wheelchair. But her bright spirit and positive attitude shone through, frequently earning her recognition at school. "There is an honor called Terrific Kid, and she got that a lot," Ronnie recalled. Unspeakable violence may have ripped this family apart. Ronnie will always carry his mother's and sister's memory in his heart. And there's no doubt they would be glad to know their beloved Ronnie O'Neill IV is now being cared for by such a loving family. He's right where his heavenly father wants him. The easiest way to surmise the whole, this is, it's been a God thing for us, Mike Blair explained. There will always be tragedy while living in this broken world, but the story of Ronnie O'Neill IV reminds us God can use all things and bring beauty from the ashes.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
His dog was stolen from his yard, but he found the culprit and offered help, not punishment. Written by Kelly Kaufman, read by Alyssa Forsberg. A man had his dog stolen right from his yard. Once he realized she was missing, his heart broke, and he panicked to get the word out in hopes of finding his fur baby. He initially felt devastated and angry, but wound up helping others in need in the end. If you're a pet parent, you probably know the fear of a missing pet. Either it ran away, got lost in your house, or someone stole it. No matter how it went missing, it's traumatizing. And that's exactly what Braden Morton felt when someone snatched his pup. He called it one of the worst best nights he has ever had. Darla, a 3-year-old Shar Pei, sunbathed on the deck while her dad worked inside the house. A loud noise and gate sound made Braden run outside to find Darla missing from her spot. He saw a truck speed down the road and realized she'd been stolen. He said, "I thought she would end up being in a fighting ring or something worse. I thought she was gone for good." After frantically posting information about the dog stolen from the yard, his 3-year-old Shar Pei named Darla, he received a call from a blocked number. While sobbing, a woman confessed she stole his dog and couldn't live with herself for being a part of the dog napping. Braden took the $5,000 reward money with him to meet the woman and said he could tell that she was a drug addict. Instead of giving her the reward money, Braden told the young woman about his battle with drug addiction and offered to pay for her to go to rehab. Thankfully, she accepted his help, but Braden knew he'd wronged someone while searching for Darla, so he decided to fix his mistake. Braden found the man that had sped down the road in the truck. He had rudely accused the man of being the culprit after his dog was stolen from the yard. He had even yelled at him. After apologizing to the stranger, Braden and the man shared stories and bonded. The man was actually living in his truck with his two dogs. He then told the man to follow him to a hotel and paid for a room for him and his dogs for an entire week. Braden said, "I just wanted to help him get his feet back on the ground." We need more people in the world like Braden, people that can forgive easily for even the most painful mistakes, people that share acts of kindness with others, even if they're strangers. God bless Braden and his two new friends for living the way God intended.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.